The Rancor's Brothel presents.
Into the land of civilization came Nyarlathotep, slender and sinister,
and gave exhibitions which sent his spectators away speechless.
Men advised one another to see him and shuddered.
Where he went, rest vanished, for the small hours were rent with the screams of nightmare.
It was in the hot autumn that I went through the night with the restless crowd.
I saw hooded forms amidst ruins, and I saw the world battling against blackness.
I screamed aloud.
I was not afraid.
That I could never be afraid.
And others screamed with me for solace.
Beyond the world vague ghosts of monstrous things.
Corpses of dead worlds with sores that were cities. Charnel winds that brush the pallid stars.
And through this revolting graveyard of the universe, the muffled, maddening beating.
The crawling chaos.
Masks of Nyarlathotep.
Configurations in mutation.
It's on you. You walk back out. Mr. Chan is standing there on the side of the road.
I'm kind of sad I didn't get Divine to
fucking Dick Scar, right? Just in there.
Did I not say that maybe he would be these men's boss? I said that before we walked in.
Mr. Chan, guess what? We have to find Jack Brady. New information, right?
Excellent.
Yeah. Well,
it is most interesting that someone of Madame Swallow's...
He stole something from her.
Ah.
And now we have to find him to find it.
Is it?
We think.
Time is it? Time of day is it?
I mean, it's dinner time.
I want to find out more about this book.
I need a library.
The museum, perhaps?
They didn't seem to like us much there.
Well, if we came with something to look for, like, we're not just here to browse and be asses, but we want to know about this specific.
Yeah, but this is more occulty, right? And he was basically all things occult or bad.
Well, I mean, no. It sounds occulty, but we don't know.
We know more about the Protector, which is Chinese culture, right? There are a couple other things, the Bloated Woman. There's also that list of people that she is on. So we could ask the other people and see if they've seen a copy floating around the last couple weeks.
That's true.
Maybe Brady stole it on behalf of one of those other people on the list.
She also did say it was not replaceable.
As though it's one of a few copies, one on each continent sort of thing.
Or just one of a kind in general.
Mm-hmm.
She very much would have stressed that it is a unique piece.
Yes. Particularly in English.
So valued by someone locally.
Possibly.
Or just
Brady could have stolen it for himself, or he could have stolen it on behalf of someone that he owed a favor to.
He's a fish people now.
No, Jack.
Lucas. Idea roll.
That is a hard pass.
If it is something ancient, and if it is something obscure, the number of people that it would be valuable to, other than just to resell, is very small. Someone wanting to read this is not a copy, this is not a comic book, this is not you know what I mean?
Right.
This is like a 4th century old English, book that most modern scholars couldn't even read. So the number of people that would find this valuable, other than selling it to a private collector, is rare. So if what he's saying about Jack Brady is correct, there are very, very few people that could see it, know what it was, know how to work with it, know how to anything.
Knew who kept it and how to get to it.
I think the museum or the library. Is there a library or is it?
This game should be titled "Fucking Jack Brady."
Did we find
That's a
Jack?
Different episode.
Who kills Jack Brady is going to be an episode title at some point.
So yes, you could definitely check in the library. You could definitely whatever. It is 6 o'clock on a Thursday night, so probably the museum is closed. Things are shutting down, etc., etc.
That's true.
Ho Fang is already closed for the day. We want to go break in there.
Graham wants to go to the library for a different reason, but that's fine too.
Graham always wants to go for a different reason. That's nothing new. But thanks for stating it for the audience.
So, anywhere else this evening that you would like to go? Are you going to Ho Fang now that it's closed?
It's so far.
In a fantastic world where it takes you however long you want to get to wherever.
I think we got a whiff of something here. I don't want to go get blown up in Ho Fang.
Yes, was I supposed to try and make an appointment for you to meet someone at Ho Fang Import Export?
Hold on to that one, Mr. Chan.
Of course.
I think we might pay the museum a visit.
Library.
Tomorrow, maybe.
Oh, of course, if that is what you want to do.
What time does it open, the museum?
First thing in the morning, yeah.
Perhaps tomorrow afternoon we might make it over to Ho Fang. What do you think? Tomorrow afternoon, appointment?
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, are you allowed to import-export someone against their will?
Only to Shanghai.
No, I need to go from import. Hong Kong back to the States.
So I'm going to assume you don't do anything else for the evening of the 26th then?
We enjoy a nice meal, quiet meal.
We read the paper for
have a few
today.
Laughs.
I count how many times Dick Scar walks in front of the hotel. Dick Scar's better than the Japanese.
Morning, Friday the 27th.
Yep.
Off to the Shanghai Museum, then. Unless there's anything else you'd like to do first thing in the morning.
Read the paper.
Oh, yeah. You can read the paper.
Fantastic.
More people worrying about violence.
Ian gets a little twitchy.
Unrest.
I hate unrest.
He's a small country boy from Charleston.
Professor Graham.
Yes.
This came for you. You see a small package sealed in wax with the impression of a swallow in flight.
My bad, myself.
I mean, I assume you've all come down to the lobby, so this is probably someone signaling you from, you know, that arrived first thing this morning.
I will pop it open.
Okay. It is, there's a note card and what appears to be a small wrapped present.
Okay.
Would you like to consult one or the other first?
What's the note say?
The note says, a replacement for your generous gift. I invite you to dine with me this evening.
And the gift?
You see a small necklace with a symbol. Roll a cult?
Wish my cult was a bit better. Got it. Almost a hard.
If I remember this correctly, it would be a symbol out of the I Ching. It's essentially a Chinese character in terms of...
It's like a divine rune.
Yeah. Luck, prosperity, bright futures.
I put it on.
Okay. He glows green.
You son of a bitch.
I suddenly get younger.
Oh, you get a lot prettier, too.
My back pain's gone.
This isn't the Jeff kind of glow green.
Tic-tac?
What was that one? What was the name of that game?
Oh, what are we talking about?
The Jeff glow green game.
Would they find the nuclear? Would they win the nuclear house?
Oh yeah, it's Future Perfect.
Oh, it is Future Perfect.
Yeah, I was right. I think so.
It's the one with the gate to the dinosaur.
Yep.
You can.
That you never met.
Return to the museum. What was the man's name again? Mr. Mao. Mr. Mao, the director.
So. Is the museum and library two separate things or the same thing?
It's probably two separate things. Especially if you're going to want a library in English, which I assume Lucas does.
I'm looking for a book of proverbs.
What kind of proverbs? Biblical? Chinese?
Chinese proverbs.
Are you looking to translate that bit from the I Ching in some way, shape, or form?
I'm looking for something similar, perhaps what it may mean.
Okay. Well, you could definitely do that. I mean, you could also ask people, but if you want to utilize the library, I'd let you use the library.
I'll happily ask people, but like...
Let's ask Mr. Chen.
He's a library guy, too.
Mr. Chen, who clearly is already with us because you've already spoken as him.
Hey, Jackie. What's this from?
Jackson, please.
Jackson Chen.
I thought we were friends by now.
Jackson's dead.
That appears to be, sounds like something out of the I Ching, perhaps?
Yes.
Did you get your fortune read?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. It is a reading.
Well, I need the meaning of the reading, mate.
Well, it appears to be that one should not entirely encircle one's quarry. One should allow it to choose its own fate. It's a proverb. What the f*** do you want, Lucas? If you want me to tell you if it has any bearing on the game, that's for you to f***ing figure out.
That's why I was trying to go to the library.
So we surround Mr. Mao.
Because he's not our quarry?
Sure.
I mean, literally, it basically says, do not surround your quarry. Allow your quarry to decide whether it should come to you or not.
I stand a little off from Mr. Mao and look at him knowingly. Hey, buddy.
Air Bud, come here.
Come over here.
By megaphone, Jack Brady. Brady.
Welcome back to the Shanghai Museum. It is a pleasure to see some of you again.
I have an idea. It has nothing to do with the museum. I'm going to say it before I forget it. We should take out a classified in the paper with something that only you and Brady would know.
Hmm.
Benign. 9.5.
Wow.
I'll think on it.
Okay. That's a Scrubs reference.
Yeah,
can
you read back what she said? The 9.5, whatever the f*** that thing was.
You wrote it down.
You did write it down.
I did.
It's a P Union.
Oh.
9-5.
It's P Union. 9 in the 5th place.
9 in the 5th place. Is P Union like a road?
9 in the 5th place would put it at 90,000. But that's Arabic numerals. I don't think we're getting to the museum
about,
right now.
It's about the stocks.
There it is. Yeah, it's exactly what it's about.
Okay. The 9 is in the 5th place.
That was the read of the stocks, so she went to go read
what it correlated to, yeah, and correct. It was that.
Oh.
Correct.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Sorry.
9 in the 5th place told her...
Lucas just heard numbers and was confused.
No, I thought she was like reading off something else and then just found this.
No,
thing
she
later
was like
I got confused. Sorry.
Your love line is strong, Lucas. You will find bright futures ahead. Sleep well tonight.
Your lucky numbers are 9.
I almost asked for a Chinese for
learn
a,
to
for
speak
a,
Mandarin.
No, I almost asked for a fortune cookie, and I thought that would be in bad taste.
Yes, but they haven't been invented yet. They're invented in Chinatown in like another 30 years.
And never in China.
So anyway, yes, that is literally fortune number 125 right, because no, she rolled a 125.
Yeah.
I just misunderstood what that was. Sorry.
He heard numbers and got confused.
Any words?
So would you like to do anything at the museum?
He wants to understand what PE Union 9 of the 5th is.
No, he doesn't. Mr. Mao, we have a question for you and wanted to know if you have heard anything about a certain book, Hassan.
Ah, Hassan the Greater.
Sure. Maybe. Like perhaps, roughly 2nd century?
Yes.
Perhaps
yes,
one of the contacts you gave us earlier might have a better idea, you know?
Well, let's let Mr. Mao...
The 7 cryptical books of Hassan.
We got a list.
Yes, I believe he wrote it is not my speciality, but I believe that Hassan the Greater was a writer, scholar in and around the time of the Yellow Emperor.
You have like... You have a corridor.
Was, that was Flynn yelling.
Something with his things. His depiction. Something.
I don't know that has... the Yellow Emperor, yes, of course. Hassan the Greater is a bit more obscure.
Yellow Emperor.
Yes. The Emperor in the Yellow? United China.
Oh.
I was thinking it was the Shanghai version of the King Yellow.
Yeah, I was terrified.
I mean, that's exactly what like, it is. Don't act like that's not what
yeah, it is. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I mean, there's a yellow river in China. We gotta go read signs into that too.
Dive in. It probably takes you to
Carcosa. Actually, when you get to the yellow river, there are signs all over the place. There it is.
It's true. You're gonna turn around and just realize you're on a cobblestone road and there's a random city around you. Yeah. You're going, what the fuck?
Oh, yes.
And then it cuts.
I believe that is,
why is everyone who you're wearing masks?
Speaking about.
Do you know of any scrolls, any the set of his writings?
Do you personally no?
Did his, you note take his writings the would actual be... specific line of what she said or no? Because I can give it to you if you need it.
Seven cryptical books of Hassan.
Yeah,
that's yeah.
Okay. Yes, I believe his works were collected, as I recall. But such a piece of so early Chinese history would be very, very difficult to find. Most of what I understand is mentions of mentions. I don't know that I've ever read anything actually written by Hassan, including his original works.
Your researchers, the people that we could possibly reach out to, do any of them might have information or copies of anyone you might know of that we might be able to talk to as well?
Yes, he begins looking down a list.
Madam.
These six, and he points to three of, or he points to six of them. These six are probably the foremost experts on Chinese occultism. This is something a little bit more rare. It's not, you know, it's on the border of divination what do I want to say? It's not quite factual history, you see. It takes a special person.
Mysticism, possibly?
Perhaps, yes.
Yes.
And again,
yes.
You're working through translation as he says this.
Yeah.
There are six on here. Three of these are located outside of Shanghai. So if you're looking for three individuals, I would say likely, for more information, you're looking to one of these three. And he hands you a list.
Yes. What are the names?
Mr. Chang Ning.
You said Ming or Ning?
Ning, N-I-N-G. A Madam Lin Yin Yu.
Okay. Yep. She's off.
And a Mr. Mu Hussein.
H-U or H-S-U-N-G?
H-S-I-E-N.
Where do we hear Mu Hussein?
He gave us a list of names before. I'm wondering if they're on that previous list.
Well, they would have to be.
Yeah, but I didn't write down.
Were any of these the former director here?
Yes, Mr. Hussein, yes, was the former curator.
That's
and cool. He's not... And why did he step down?
I believe he was going to focus on more personal studies, less directorial duties.
How old was this man?
I think he was in his like 60s or 70s.
Because I thought the current guy was like super old.
Yes.
It was. And then I was like, maybe it is, maybe it's not. I don't know. Hey, we're playing a game. Old Chinese dude kind of fits into the theme. So like all the dudes are old Chinese dudes. I've already
picked out who's playing him. 100%. The same old Chinese guy that plays in like all things.
Yeah, we've already cast him. It's fine. Yeah. We're going to go talk to him.
You know who I'm talking about.
Probably. We've already had this conversation once.
I don't think he was a part of that.
Yeah. I don't
think he was. Mu Hussein would be 63.
Okay. Anyway, it's not really important.
A letter of introduction. Invite him to the hotel for tea, sort of thing. We want to get to know him, whether he's more comfortable at his place or our place or wherever.
Of course. I know that he is... a very private individual, but yes, I could provide you with his address if you'd like to write to him or something.
We'd love to write to him.
And he writes, he sort of, you see him write a very brief letter, and he writes down an address and hands them to Mr. Chan.
Does he read English, or do we have to have it translated?
I believe he speaks English.
Just checking.
Good call. Do, do, do.
Anything else we want to ask while we're here?
Ian would be interested to go see any of the exhibits that feature Northern Chinese protectorate items. Snake turtles.
Snake turtles. Yes. Mr. Chan could recommend a few other places.
I wasn't sure if they had, like, something here that, like, talked about.
Oh. Yeah. Actually, you find an interesting exhibit that can kind of be pseudo-translated to you. I think I said it was the Dark Warrior. It mm-hmm. kind of a... I don't want to translate it. I don't want to put it on the level of like a Thor or a Hercules, but classic mythology. It's an anthropomorphic thing that clearly protects the North. Obviously, you talk a lot, especially in early Chinese history, about Mongol invasions and roving bands coming down from the steppes to murder everybody. So it's sort of a native protectorate identity kind of thing.
Cool.
Nothing inherently Cthulhu-y, creepy, mythos-y that you can think of.
But I was just looking to see what other things might be in a room that has that sort of thing. Because we know that she's very superstitious, divination, occult.
Yes.
So I'm looking for other things to keep an eye out for.
There are a few other mentions of various, like, mythological stuff, but it's almost all in a historical context. Like, this comes from this time and this comes from this time. Not an in-depth, here's what they are, here are their creepy mythos-y backstories kind of thing.
Okay, that's fine.
The address given to you for Mr. Musain to write to him, of course, the address is near the old city. Not quite in the old city, but pretty close.
Just write down we have the address. Good enough. It'll show up. That's fine.
What about the Chang?
The other one? That would be Mr. Ning?
Yeah. Yes, Mr. Chang Ning. Yes, he writes a short thing as well. You'd like to speak to him as well?
Potentially, yeah.
He writes down another address. You find out that Mr. Chang Ning lives, like, 5 minutes from the Shanghai Museum.
Okay. Do any of the three who live outside of Shanghai maybe have more speciality than these three?
He indicates one of the names in Hong Kong. Possibly.
Randolph Carter.
Yeah, man. Weird.
He funny, we know where he is, kind of. One of us knows where he is.
No, honestly, these individuals right here in terms of Chinese occultism, it depends on how you wish to approach this. If you're looking more into the again, he said it's kind of an issue with translation. He doesn't want to say fanciful necessarily, but more of the mythological, less history-based stuff. These three are really the ones that kind of cross the line from history into mythological, folklore. Occult folklore kind of thing.
The three in Shanghai, not yes. outside. Okay.
Jasmine's concerned that they might be the quarry and not the king's beaters.
Duh.
King me.
That's checkers.
No, that's part of the joke.
Never more of mind. A seeker than a beater.
Really?
That one was for Beth. All Harry Potter jokes are for Beth.
More like a fan in the stands.
Yeah, is the king beater?
Tell me.
It's a Michael Jackson joke. I couldn't figure out how to finish it.
Oh. Something with children. I don't. Anyway, keep going.
No, that's when you just moonwalk out of the room.
I was going with beat it, not abusing children. But if that's where we want to go with the joke,
sorry.
So we were just talking truth.
Wow. Okay.
That's why they call it thriller.
What would you like to do? Anything?
Well, we could pop off at Ning's place on the way to
Desk Pop.
What?
He said pop off.
On the way to Sane's.
Yeah.
It's just efficient.
Did we get an appointment in the afternoon at Hofang?
It's up to you. You could.
I asked him the night before if he could get us one in the afternoon.
We'll see how Ian does on his own.
Party luck roll.
I got it. I no, you got. You
we're take this we're one. The same, right? 37.
Yeah. Yes. You take this one. I took the last one.
At 37.
You failed the last one, right?
I know.
This is going to determine who actually rolls it all the time.
I think that's a 000 because they're skulls.
Actually, no. They epic fail. We are, and they'll never allow us onto the premises.
Epic fail.
Appointments for tomorrow. Not this afternoon.
Okay.
Sure.
Do we have a time, or is it thematically appropriate?
On a Saturday?
Yes.
What time?
10 o'clock in the morning.
I really like this not taking the notes thing.
Hope you can read this.
I don't need to. Nobody needs to be able to read mine either. This is kind of nice. Is this what y'all do for the last game and a half?
I've taken notes.
I've been doing this for 5 years. I don't know about you.
You have a notebook you haven't used it except to write down my address.
that's a wedding notebook. So I'm not putting anything else in there but that.
Well, occult? Mythos? Snake turtle question mark?
You guys are going to show up to my...
Definitely mail an invite to the snake turtle
question. Show up to my wedding. There's going to be a big snake turtle statue.
Oh, I'm hoping not.
Man,
I'm just going to cosplay with, like...
The scepter. You're just getting green paint.
I'm going to paint my... Yeah.
It's just going to be glow-in-the-dark green.
Two Hitachi magic wands. The power!
I'm just going to glue green glow sticks to them.
Yeah, and then you need, like, some UV lights so that when you turn them on, like, you glow.
You get the glowing Hitachis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. I just need to make a mask with, like, a million sequins, and when you flip them, it's all eyes.
Oh, fuck. Yes, I will help you make this.
Mr. Ning. Mr. Ning. Yeah. Mr. Ning.
Mr. Ning's 5 minutes away.
Yep. You can go to Mr. Ning. Can I have everybody make me a die roll?
Change in dice.
Ought three.
16.
28.
47.
Some good rolls.
You're getting better at this. You all notice that you're being followed.
Is it Dick Scar?
Probably not. No.
Is it dressed like Dick Scar? Like in the black?
No.
What do we? Who do we see here? What do we see here?
Is he noticeably Japanese?
Would you know?
I don't think you would know.
I don't know. Maybe.
He's not wearing the Imperial flag of Japan.
That's helpful.
Well, I totally agree. There are probably cultural visual differences between the Japanese and the Chinese. I don't know that an American man from West Virginia could tell the difference. Even if he is world traveled. You would probably say no, but I don't know with what degree of accuracy you could say that.
What's the description of the individual?
I guess I'm saying this for more from my perspective, not his perspective. I could probably pick it up. He probably could.
This individual appears to be just sort of in, for lack of a better term, plain clothes. Just something generic.
Does he have that, like, when I glance at him, does my predator alarm go off? Or is this, like, some Joe Schmo just tailing us?
It looks more like a Joe Schmo.
The Ought 3 probably gets a much better concept of what's
happening. Yeah, anything that I pick up on.
Is he armed? Is he, you know, does he have a limp?
Have we seen him before?
You've not seen him. Looks like someone in decent physical condition. All of the ones you saw at Madame Swallow's House of Quiet Repose looked... muscled, lean and muscled. This looks more like just an average individual, but they are an in shape average individual. Nothing about the gait or the movement immediately signals nothing about them immediately signals that this is military or that this is, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How's this guy's in the picture not on here. Madam Swallows, guys.
You are so racist.
No, you know who I'm talking about, though? You don't.
Well, for one, that's a Korean flag on his headband.
That's fine. I'm talking about his build, because he's also in...
Okay, so you're talking about a particular actor and how he looks.
Correct.
Not that particular image.
Correct.
Okay.
I showed that face is because he always plays the same muscly type character in Asian like kung fu films.
He's not... It's not that the individual is still a decent size, shall we say.
Maybe someone that was hired by a militia, not someone who is actively part of a militia.
No, there's just a certain athletic look about her guys. This guy doesn't have it, but that doesn't mean that he's not
capable.
Correct.
He doesn't actually have bonker stats like the previous guys, but he's definitely better than most of us.
I'll give you an idea, Rolflin. Joe Corey has rolled well enough to recognize this. I don't know that he would know what it means, though. So I'm having trouble.
No.
Okay.
Missed it by two.
And I wasn't close enough to make that idea roll.
I think you can spend luck on ideas.
Oh, can I spend luck?
I would let you spend a couple points if
I'll
you want to.
I'll spend two.
I mean,
I'm the party luck now.
You are the party luck now. You're 35.
We've had worse.
We've had worse. What I would let you know is that this guy is more of a muscled thug. The people for Madame Lin Yin Yu have the musculature of, I mean, for lack of a better term, in modern terminology, they look like MMA fighters. They look like martial artists. They look like
the guy that I pulled up. Didn't see a body picture of him. Like, if you could see from here down.
Why did you just show me the face?
I couldn't find one. I couldn't find
one. He's like, he looks like this. That's an Asian man.
No.
Like, that's just
I'm sorry. I assume you had the same, like, crazy kung fu film knowledge.
Repertoire? Yeah. No, we don't.
No. He, Schroeder's not wrong. I'm liking to watch him struggle where everyone around the table thinks he's racist. I don't know who that dude is.
You know who I'm talking about.
That dude is fucking jacked. That dude is like...
Like, it's like Asian face John Cena... Only 5'4".
So,
the dude is legitimately like...
Yeah.
He's jacked.
Yeah. I'm going to find a fucking picture of this guy. And then you're going to be like, oh, okay.
Google his name.
I'm getting ready to.
This guy looks more like...
Just
got
to figure out how to spell it.
For lack of a better term, looks more like an average thug, where the other guy was clearly a highly skilled fighter.
Like I just said, like a Joe Schmo that got hired, not someone that's active militia. Like, this is a guy that probably is in the militia, but not at the top.
Holy shit!
Yeah, you guys have no idea what the fuck I was talking about. Hold on.
I know exactly what he was talking about.
That picture with him with the head thing on, that's the same picture in the middle.
Just as
not the cropped headshot.
Pecs are like as big as mine.
He's literally Terry Crews in Asian form.
Yeah.
He popped his titties in that film, just like Terry Crews does.
He popped his pecs.
He's a big man.
Yeah.
Wow.
That one on the left was him in Enter the Dragon, because he's also fights Bruce Lee in Enter the Dragon.
Mm-hmm. Dope.
Because, I mean, when you're making movies in Asia, it's really, really hard to find a big jack dude to fight the little martial artist. But
Holy
I think that
shit.
Bruce Lee was pretty jacked, though.
Right, but
that's him now.
Oh,
at 70.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, all of her guys looked kind of like that.
Right.
Like all of her guys look like Jet Li. This guy looks a little bit more like the jacked beefcake dude. This guy reads more like hired goon. Whereas the other ones are like elite kung fu.
You said?
Literally what I've been trying to portray this whole time, and Cody keeps telling me I'm wrong.
I think the word militia is just the wrong word.
Yeah, but I get where we're going with this guy.
Yes.
I get it. Yeah.
Dude's a thug.
Okay.
Formally trained.
You're pretty sure he has weapons on him.
Cool.
Oh yeah, he might be here to get us in a dark alley. And
is he trying to close the distance? Is he just keeping
at this point? He's
keeping
two
book people.
Okay.
With no guns. friends.
We call those
as best as you can tell. You don't think that he notices that you've noticed him.
Okay. Oh, what's a play here, lads?
We did this once and it worked. Not sure
you've
about
done this
before. It's a bit bigger.
Says Ian.
There's a little
we
bit different circumstances,
this
though. Yeah. You weren't.
It's a bit larger.
Eyed by a sogi the first time.
I trailed him. So we could try. We could try to lose him.
I said we just get in a cab and fuck off, yeah.
Yeah, we could.
They can follow us in a cab. They can also get a cab. What are we doing? Why are we being followed by this man?
Well, we get in the cab. We go a couple miles.
Let's just get in the cab and go back to the bar. Where everybody knows us. Let's just go back to Cheers. And when we walk in, we'll just nonchalantly act like we don't know what's going on. If he follows us in, then we just fuck him up.
So the man following you.
Oh, anyway.
Oh, yeah, right.
Do you have any plans for that? Or are you just standing in the street talking to each other as he stands there awkwardly?
Ian is
I would prefer to corner this guy in maybe known area. Known territory for us. Instead of being like...
Yeah.
Or we lose him.
We could lose him.
Holy shit, this is literally the proverb. Do we go to him? Or do we... We're the quarry.
I think we go to the American consulate and we hang out for a bit.
It's also an option.
Yeah.
It's not that far. It's not as far as the hotel. It's certainly not as far as Lantern Street, please.
Yeah, we could stop by the consulate.
I like how no one listens to what I just said. It makes me
We're
sad.
Not going to take this guy on.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said, let's go to somewhere familiar so we can
and
take
what
him
What did
on.
I say after that?
To corner him.
No.
I believe you said the word. I'm pretty sure the words corner
you
him
did
came
not
out
listen.
Of
the No, yeah.
Yeah, you said, let's take him on.
I didn't say let's take him
yes,
on. After No.
Oh, my God.
No, I said, or is this the proverb where we're supposed to go to him? And we're the quarry.
Where's the proverb?
Read the proverb again.
In the hunt, the wise king uses beaters on three sides only. For going game that runs ahead, the quarry chooses its own fate.
But he's one of three, then.
Oh, God, there are more.
Well, if that's the case, right?
Mr. Anderson.
Maybe we are the wise kings.
I only
think
see.
Positively, Ian.
Oh my God.
I find it difficult to consider either of them beaters. Maybe they're next characters?
Maybe. All right.
Are there any looking at you?
At this point, I turn around and look at the guy and just yell, "You're made!
Fill your hands, you son of a bitch!"
Does he salute us and turn into the crowd? Does he run towards us?
We're all counting on you.
So you turn and...
No.
Ian is like...
No, I'm just assuming we're just going to continue to walk and have this conversation. And we're just going to walk in the direction of what's familiar.
Yeah.
So heading towards the consulate. And then we're going to make a decision on what we're going to do.
Yep.
So are we going to leave? Are we going to have a conversation with the gentleman? Are we going to slow down to see if he closes the gap?
We're somewhere like between 2 and 3 miles away from the consulate.
It's a walk. And it's morning. We don't have any appointments today.
We might have appointments to die that we don't know about.
Wait, we're actually walking to what's his place, right? And then we just notice this guy?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's 5 minutes away. Okay.
So we're not going to go to Ning's.
No!
So you're like walking to Ning's address and then like just walking around the building and going back the other way?
We just act like tourists and we just kind of like walk in a circle to see if he
is your translator continues to just stand there and watch you?
Act like you're telling us about the buildings, Mr. Chan.
Sure, yes, these are...
Mr. Chan, we're being followed. We really don't want to go into the place with the person that knows the things.
Who are we?
Followed.
He begins looking around.
Stop looking around.
Mr. Chan, don't be a fool.
You've been a part of this before. We might pull the old guy like last time.
You are...
You might get off early today, depending on what the conversation goes like.
He's like, yes, every time they choke someone out in an alley.
I get paid extra and get to go home early.
That is really the best part of life, though.
Yeah. Those little perks.
My boss decides to choke somebody out early. Get a punch the clock.
All right. Are we going to do
for
anything
a second?
To
I thought you were
to...
talking about your actual boss, and then I realized, no.
Okay, here are our options. Do we want to confront this guy?
No.
Okay. Do we want to lose him?
Yes.
Okay. Let's just dart down a fucking alley.
We just go to a place where there's a lot of people and lose him in the people instead of down alleys that have no people.
Except for the fact that we stand out in all of the people.
I'm very tall.
I have a... No, I don't. I have got a pipe in my mouth.
I don't know. I don't know if you know this, mate, but we're all very white.
Let's go to the place where everyone is also...
Fair.
I like this one. There wasn't a Robertson a part of the group. We're a little more just grab him by the throat.
Chant, can you just hail us a cab, mate?
Oh, of course.
Just so we can fuck off.
He hails a car.
Right. Chariot awaits, yeah? Get in.
American consulate.
Very well.
And as we pull away, I turn to look at the guy.
What does he do as we pull out? What does he do?
says thank you.
Say not on my stomach. Use a towel.
I'm really tired.
Yeah. What does the gentleman do as we pull out of him?
He watches the car drive by.
Does he look sad?
Psychology roll?
Can we just get a really good look at him? Like, give him, like, narrowed eyes? Memorize his face? No.
He seems to similarly be looking for a cab to hail.
Tell the man to step on it. Just faster.
I'll be watching out the back to see when and if he gets in a cab and if it follows us.
Party luck roll?
Motherfucker.
That's a me.
That's like, a flan.
It's not a spot hidden roll?
That's a fail.
Spot hidden roll?
Nope.
Y'all good?
Those dice are done for the night.
Y'all good? Everything's fine.
Everything looks fine. Let's not go back to our hotel.
You pull up at the American consulate.
All right. We go in.
You're in the American consulate.
Great. Do they have a map of the consulate?
Probably, yes.
Cool. Any other exits?
The whole point of a consulate is to
point
have
of,
one,
point
or
of
one
order.
Entrance and
Does
exit.
Does the American consulate have coffee?
Damn it. Probably, yes.
Coffee.
They import Folgers.
Ooh.
Is that even a thing
it's
in
the
25?
Best part of waking up.
Folgers is probably surely that old.
Is Folgers in my cup? I don't like drinking coffee out of teacups, though.
Holy shit!
Yeah, what? Like 1800s, right?
1850?
Yeah.
Well, they've had dirt for a long time.
It's not much to put dirt and beans in water and brew it.
It's just dirty water. This is just slightly
except
less dirty
during the
water.
Coffee shortages when they had to use chicory instead, which is better.
I would say that yes, you could probably find there are probably additional exits, but I don't know if there are additional public exits. So it would require some shenaniganry on your part, probably, to get out of them.
Would it be
or
so,
some speed?
Would it be so outrageous to tell them that a very large man is trying to get to us?
You're also not allowed to leave the foyer, so.
Also, yes.
Not need a,
he's not allowed. He's not American. He's not allowed
a
in.
Day pass. I've got my passport.
Would you believe that my mother is from Michigan?
I can't. hello. Can't do it.
All you got to do is go. I'm from about right here.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
A Yankee do a die.
He sings the second verse of the Star Spangled Banner. You are not American, sir.
Everybody always gets lost in that middle part. You just go, sure. It's just arm movements.
Cool. So we're here. How long are we staying?
Till we see him walk past.
Are there windows?
Yeah.
There are windows.
I'm peeping.
I'll sit and look to see if I see another cab
you can roll spot hidden
down the road.
Got it.
You see a cab pull up, and you see that gentleman go and sit down at that lovely cafe that we already know is located across the street from the consulate.
Sitting outside?
Yes.
Because we saw old Dick's car there before.
Point him out.
Hey, look. Point him out.
To me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've all seen him before, so you point him out.
I knew that he was probably going to be following us.
Yeah.
Are we going to do anything?
Talk to the MPs or something.
We don't have.
I don't know. I don't know what's in a military.
Bobbies.
I don't know what's inside of a consulate.
I don't have bobbies at the U.S. embassy.
No, I just if he was looking to make the inaccurate British statement.
Oh, got you.
I'm going to go up to the desk because you know I'm the face of this group.
You're, you're more of a talker than I am.
Oh, this is so bad.
Good evening, ma'am. Is it a ma'am?
Sure. In 1925, good. Probably not, but sure. Yes, how can I help you?
So, gonna be straight with you. We're being followed. Me and my compatriots, and he's British, but he's okay. He's a nice guy.
He hits a button under the table, and alarm goes off.
Oh, God.
These guys come out. Blam blam blam.
Now. We were hoping...
No, this is for 1812!
Oh, God. That wound's still fresh.
Yeah, it is. It's 1825!
We were wondering if perhaps, you know, he's waiting across the road. If we could maybe go out a side exit or a back exit, just to perhaps... avoid this unsavory fellow.
Yes, we've been getting similar reports from American tourists. Could I have your name for an official statement, sir?
Yes.
My name is Jack Brady.
Ian Robertson. I'm newly here. I've been here a couple of days, and yes, I would like to file an official report that we're being followed.
Yes.
Give me the paperwork.
Yes. Could I see your passport, Mr. Robertson? The guy begins taking notes. And you're saying this individual is following you. Do you know this
individual? Yes, he's very large. We have not seen him before, except for we saw him while we were on our way here.
And what is your business in Shanghai?
Coming to retrieve my wife.
Your wife is...
currently on her way to a sanitarium in Hong Kong.
Stupid. Right, so...
She was very under the weather.
So you are...
Of all the stories we want on record, this is the good one.
So you're coming to retrieve your wife, who is currently on her way to Hong Kong.
Well, I sent her there because when I got here, she was not in very good health at all, so I decided to send her there. And then these gentlemen were who she was traveling with, and she seems to have lost her, and he just, like, he goes into this whole story.
This man is very quickly taking notes.
Where's my net?
Be up here. There's a couple of them up here.
Is there?
Oh, okay. He then quickly begins taking notes. And you gentlemen are... he starts writing
down. Yeah,
I
hand over
the passport. Writing
down.
And are you asking, at the moment you are on American soil, are you asking for extradition to the United States then at this point? We've been having a lot of individuals, given recent political climates, asking for extradition. That is something that the United States government would be willing to arrange
for
all
American
citizens.
More extradition out the maybe the back exit of this building.
Our business isn't finished.
Like this isn't that deep, sir.
Tail and find some information and a missing friend.
Just pull out my gun. That's
it. This bureaucratic red tape bullshit. In the back door now. I mean,
no,
wow.
I'm just gonna kick open the front door and blow the guy away.
While you're on American soil,
solved it.
You're just gonna shoot him through the glass while you're on American soil.
I'm just gonna kick the door open and then shoot through the open door.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna break anything.
Oh, you're saying you're gonna go across the street to the cafe and kick that door open?
No, fuck them. F- the building America. Across the street. I'm just shoot not him. Breaking anything in the U.S. embassy.
When you're gonna stand on American soil and shoot.
I'm just gonna pull my rifle.
The Chinese
out of
man
my
across
ass.
The road. This sounds terrible.
If you believe that
hey,
your
Chen.
Lives are in immediate danger, I
Jesus.
Would recommend that you file for extradition. We have places where you could stay here temporarily until we could arrange safe transport and sea passage back to the States.
Is it this hotel and is it, that we would be staying at, and it's the same one that we're currently staying at?
No, I mean, like, there are places in the consulate.
In the consulate that they'll house you. Where do you think, what's his face, lived?
Julian Assange.
Yeah, like, they're, like,
he stayed in the Honduran embassy.
Yes.
It was a Honduran embassy.
So, I mean, at this point, this guy is treating this as official matter. He is taking all your names down. He is writing down the information you're
providing.
That's
fine. We
might
be back in 2 days. We don't know.
But he, at this
point... We're not currently requesting extradition. We're just currently requesting a way to potentially leave this building that is not out the front door.
Or assistance with someone that we think has ill intent.
Well, I'm sorry. Our jurisdiction ends at the door.
That's fine. Sir. Do you have another door that we can walk out of?
The public exit is through the front.
And if we are shot after we exit, will anyone come retrieve our bodies? That's what we're afraid of.
You don't need to worry about that. Your bodies will be extradited to the United States.
F*** this, I'm leaving. All right, where are we going?
So what you're saying is the entire time I could have just brought Sybil here and say, please extradite her and shove her at them?
Yeah, you could have. Yeah, actually.
F***! Such a terrible husband.
Well, as long as you admit it, you're on the road to recovery. She's not. She's batshit crazy. But you're on the road to recovery.
Goodness. Should I have a stamp for entry?
No.
For the...
To here?
Yeah.
I've been meaning to put one on there.
I couldn't remember. Well, I remember. Okay.
It was a big thing for, like, the first place we went to, and then he just hasn't done it.
Well, to be fair, you just recently, as in two sessions ago, went to Hong Kong. No, I'm trying to decide what to do with everybody's passports.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I could. Well, if I remember correctly, we didn't get stamps until we left those locations.
Nope. We got them when we got there.
We didn't get that one when we got there. We got that bad boy when we left.
That's because we didn't have the passports till after we left Peru. He didn't pull them out until then. He gave them to us with Peru already in them.
So anyway, you're leaving the consulate then.
Wait, we are? Where are we going?
Are you?
We're not getting anything here. What do you want?
Are we doing the extradition? Right. Are we staying here?
We're just going to go back to the U.S. and stop what we're doing?
No.
That's what the extradition is.
That just meant we could stay here.
Just hang out, Ian, keep an eye out. When he fucks off, we fuck off.
Walks out. And
oh,
goes
no.
Across the street and orders a tea.
Yeah.
Just put an idea, really.
You're not going to stay.
No,
I like the idea that you watch Ian walk across the street and sit down next to the dude.
No, well, it's the next table.
Now's
over.
The time for us to get a cabin. Fuck off, right?
I turn back.
Anybody?
Thank you for all your help. Mr. Thank Chan, so hail a cab now.
Anyone else going to say no?
Just leave Ian with the bus.
So that back door's a no?
No, I'm sorry.
I'll roll the back window down on the cab. Just leave the body at Hotel Hilton. And then...
Is Hilton around yet?
Side door.
It was a Waldorf.
I don't care what
no.
it was.
I don't think Hilton's been born yet.
You get the sense, probably, that there is an exit in the back. You're just going to have to run through the building to...
Like, run through the kitchens, down the coal chute. That worked out so well the last time.
Rip. All right, let's see what happens over...
And I'm just going to watch this.
Good to know you, Ian. Made you rip.
I'm going to watch this travesty.
Yeah.
A woman comes over and speaks to you in Mandarin.
I gesture tea.
She nods. Make a luck roll.
I got some of that now.
It's gin.
23 out of 55.
Okay. She speaks at least some English, probably since the consulate's across the street. Yes, you want green tea or white tea?
Green.
She nods. A little
from
while
across
later.
The street, I think it's Verde here.
Hey, you. Hey, you.
She brings back a cup of tea.
Not.
That's Peru, you
Blanco.
Idiot. Mm.
Are you intentionally facing, not facing?
Oh, no. I am sitting at the table next to him, and I keep looking over. go back to the menu, look over, look across the street.
On the occasions you make eye contact, he sort of inclines his head slightly.
Okay. I turn to him. Who are you? Who are you? Why are you following us?
He kind of looks around and points at his chest.
You?
We're all just like looking out the window going, what the fuck is he doing?
He sort of just shrugs and like points to his throat.
Shows his tongue.
The waitress walks over and he says something to her and she turns and says, this man does not speak English. He'd not know you.
Alright, f*** this. Come on, Chan.
What's his walk name?
Across the street to Chan.
Ian. And I point to him, like, translate.
And she sort of translates. And they sort of look at each other quizzically, and they have, like, a whole conversation that's way more than, like,
yep.
What's his name?
Yep.
I'm sorry, miss, your culture's ways are a bit confusing. He has never met an American before.
Why is he following me?
She looks and translates the message. And he looks back at you. And looks back at her. And looks back at you. And says something, and she says, I believe you are mistaken. He says he's not following you.
I point at him and go, and then I like try to represent all the ways that I could die. And just be like,
she's choking, Mike. She's choking.
I pull me off the street.
He's choking. Go, we gotta go save him. Heimlich. What's the translation for Heimlich?
Like, walking, and then I point at him and I go, walking. And then I go, you, me, here, the point of the building across the street.
Maybe you, weapons, we know. You have them on you.
Like, point. Like, gun motions.
At this point, three or four individuals in the tea house are just staring at you as she goes through this pantomime dumb show of.
Hey, we can get him committed for this, right?
Absolutely we can.
Let's extradite him back to the U.S.
Let's send him to Hong Kong.
To
the sanitarium.
I will tell you.
The ship to the U.S.
Oh, no, I'm
the other three of you. For the other three of you, it is very obvious that Ian Robertson is making one hell of a scene. And, like, everyone on that terrace or in the tea house, including the Mark, is just staring at him, dumbfounded.
Are we stepping out of the building?
Yeah, we're just walking back to the hotel.
Chan, get a cab, mate.
Are we going over there or not?
I mean,
well, I'm also looking.
If I go over there, it's gonna be to beat a man's ass.
True statement.
Like, wholesale beat a man in front of a tea house.
Well, can you drag him into the U.S. embassy and beat the shit out of him?
Domestic soil.
I put a tenner down or whatever I know that is going to be more than enough, and I like hand it to her and go, thank you, and I run out after them immediately.
Yeah, the man and the rest of the
and I just run past the group and keep running as though I'm not even acknowledging them till I'm like out of sight of everybody that just saw me make a scene.
Chan, cab please.
I honestly don't know who's crazier, him or his wife. I don't.
I think Ian is following us.
You all hail a quick cab.
You're not wrong.
Those of you who watch the tea house see the man who is following you dumbfounded as you all pull away in a cab.
Lads, I think we won.
Perhaps he confused him enough that he just gave up.
Fucking stupid.
This is great. This is how you lose a tail. You acknowledge them. You make them so dumbfounded.
See, all we had to do was follow the Proverbs. We just had to go to the guy, and we're good.
Yep, that's what
but
you
only
did.
One of them.
anything else you want to do this afternoon?
I'm going to see if the guy continues to follow us.
Yeah. No, I mean, as you jump in the cab and take off,
he's like, just like, eh.
Like, yeah, everybody like is talking, and now everyone's talking to him, and he's like responding.
Holy shit. And like,
yeah. What the f-? I mean, you get the sense that like whatever Mandarin is for what the fuck just happened is being said a lot.
Okay. Like, take us to Old Town. Take us to this address. Let's go to Hussein.
Are you stopping to pick up Mr. Robertson on the way?
There's no time.
He like hails as the cab go by.
Go,
Mr.
go,
Chan
go.
Is like,
he's just
right
hangs out the window and he's like, what the fuck were you doing? As we drive by.
Open the boot. Catch up,
Robert!
Are you... doing anything? Are you? I assume you're picking Mr. Robertson up. It's on the way. You're doing a drive,
yeah,
right?
Since it's on the way.
So Ian is a very gangly
and what?
Person.
What address are you going to in the old city?
The one we
Mr.
were given
Ning.
For
the one
Hussein.
That, no, the one that was near Old City, but it's not actually.
Yeah.
Mr. Ning.
No,
okay,
this is
those
Hussein.
Are two different.
No, we're
people.
Going to
Mr. Ning is back towards.
Yeah, we're going to move. We're going to the old curator.
The old curator. Okay.
Yeah.
You see a modest home that's almost backs
You're
up to the old
shit
city
show.
Walls. Do you hear it knock on the door?
I
mean, you can knock on the door if you want.
I'm gonna use the bathroom. You can keep going. I'll catch up.
All right. Yeah. I'll knock.
You see a short man, elderly, shaven head, wearing a sort of very traditional Chinese robes. He sort of answers the door. Good morning. Can I help you?
Am I the face here?
Your idea.
Good morning. My friends and I, we're at the museum, and we were inquiring about certain ancient tomes, and we were given a letter of introduction by the curator to talk to you. We heard perhaps that you would be able to shed some light on this set of tomes or this set of scrolls.
I'm sorry. I must admit, I know that they frequently give my name out. I'm terribly busy. I apologize. I don't really have time to work on any sort of
please, mate.
New works.
It is quite important, and I'm not gonna lie, it very well could be life and death.
I'm sorry, you came to me about...
Tell them the name of the thing, mate.
It's the, gotta turn to the page here. Seven Cryptical Books of Hassan.
Please, come in.
We got his attention.
You're led into
There are no cats around, right? Just...
There are no cats.
Thank God.
Ian doesn't.
The
like
door
cats.
Opens into a small, like, courtyard area. There's a little, pool there. He walks you around the pool to. I mean, yeah, probably there, right? There is a decent sized library, with a desk, a single chair. Doesn't look like he entertains guests. The old man sort of totters over behind the desk and sits down and says, I'm sorry, I don't entertain frequently. I'm surrounded by my work.
It's quite all right.
Please, you mentioned the books of Hassan. Might I inquire as to why you're interested in them? Those are very rare books. It is not something that I hear very often.
Indeed. We're kind of curious as to why someone would want such books outside of a, kind of a collector's fascination, but more what's
there is
in
no
the
reason.
Books.
I could see no reason why. It is a series of old tales. Nothing is inherently valuable in them.
Make a psychology roll.
Sure.
Have y'all seen Good Omens?
No.
Got it.
Really
good reference.
He's really... His answers are short and quick, but he is scrutinizing each one of you intensely, almost as if he's looking for deception or he's looking for more.
Mm.
We don't make sense yet.
I really wish we had Owen. He could just be like, do any of the tales have anything like this in them?
Just reveal his chest.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, is there... You're just looking for such things. As I said, it's a very rare, very few folks you'd even talk to would even know of the books of Hassan.
We think a friend of ours is looking for them, maybe wants to read them, study them, something like that. I mean, we heard from the museum that you might be a good person to talk to about them, about who might be interested in something like that. About
a friend,
the tales
you say.
Well, it's a friend we've misplaced, but yes, it's our friend. Mm-hmm.
A friend like us, an American.
I'm sorry, there are very few. If there are any American scholars who are interested in the books of Hassan, chances are I would know of their names. I don't know of any.
Jack Brady.
I don't know that name.
Psychology.
All kinds of psychology.
Sure.
Psychoanalysis, even? If anybody's
failed.
Got that?
Got it.
Psychoanalysis is treatment, not.
Oh.
Got it on the button.
Definitely not, no.
Mm-hmm. I did not.
Did any of us get it?
He did.
Okay.
He recognizes the name Jack Brady.
Please don't lie to us, mate.
He's not the scholarly type. Is there anything in here that might have some actual practical use to a folklorist, a cultist?
It's a good chance that Jack Brady is a dangerous man nowadays, and we need to possibly get those books out of his hands. How about that? Does that help you?
No, it does not.
Perhaps you can help us then.
We've been looking for Jack Brady for a while. I'm an associate of former acquaintance, Miss Erica Carlisle.
Hmm.
I've been sent to look for her brother, Roger. Jack.
Hmm. This Aubrey Penhue. Sir Aubrey Penhue. Yes, him too.
We just got a bunch of white people names we can drop on you.
I got a black person name to drop on you.
He's dead.
Did you meet Jackson Elias while he was here? Were you curating the museum then?
I'm sorry, I don't know if I know that name or not.
He was an African-American man. He probably would have stood out quite a bit here.
Yes, I would imagine so. What are you doing in Shanghai?
Looking for Jack Brady.
That's pretty much the gist of it.
I will say again, I am an associate of Miss Erica Carlisle.
We're putting together a puzzle. We'd like to see what story that puzzle actually tells.
It's a good chance that this man's may be alive. May not. Jack Brady may have any information on that.
Sir, I'm learning just as much about this adventure right now as you are.
We don't know who this is. Picked up a stray. Just wandered in.
It's true, though. You literally have not told Ian any of this.
You read the diary.
But none of this was in there.
Surely some of it was.
That doesn't mean he knew what it meant.
No, that's probably true.
We're carrying around a folder of clues. You could have looked.
If...
I'm not going to put together a puzzle that's still in the process.
Nope. If you are indeed friends... Then I would suggest you leave. Shanghai is a very dangerous city.
It's not going to happen, mate.
But we're looking for him. We need to know where he is. We need to find this book that we talked about, the seven books. And then we can leave. Yes. I'm very eager to leave.
Hmm. And we know a lot of people are looking for Jack Brady. And so you have someone, you know, a group of people, my beautiful mug included. I can imagine what this looks like.
You call yourself beautiful?
Just let him go. Just.
But
he's on a roll.
We're friends of Jack Brady. We want what's best for him. I want what's best for his sister. So if you have any information.
Roger's sister, not Jack's sister.
Correct.
Unless
Roger's sister.
Unless you know that Jack has a sister.
I misspoke.
Which would be news to us.
You see him reach for a piece of paper. He takes an ink pen and begins writing something.
This better not be on the proverb, mate.
It just says go the f*** home.
He hands you it's written in English. He hands you a piece of paper with an address and a time. I need some time. Meet at this address at 9:00.
Today?
Yes.
Where's the address?
Otherwise, I suggest you leave Shanghai.
I think we can stay one more night. Yes, that sounds very agreeable. Thank you very much. We understand you don't entertain guests very often, but you've done a very
Please.
Good job.
It is of the utmost importance that you ask no more questions and that you leave.
Can we get up and
time
walk out?
Time is it now.
Was another question.
We have hours.
We'll ask Mr. Chan on the way out. Shut the fuck up, Graham.
It's
probably early afternoon.
It's early afternoon.
Yeah.
Got a dinner date I gotta get to, so.
The times.
This isn't a question. I'm just gonna say he's gonna smash tonight.
You guys don't even know what that thing said. I wouldn't have told you what that thing said.
Oh, I didn't know. I just assumed.
Your dinner date is going to probably conflict with the time period, given the distance.
If it's an early dinner, I might be able to get there on time, but we'll find out.
Anything
Depends
you'd like
on how
to
long
do.
You last.
I'm leaving. I'm respecting this guy's wishes.
Okay.
Yep. Peace out.
Did he have a medallion on around his neck?
No.
Okay.
Good question.
No weird onks in the room?
Onk.
Probably not a whole lot of anything.
Does he have a separate book from the library on a pedestal?
No.
Okay. I just need to know if I need to break back in here later.
No.
He very quickly, hurriedly shows you out of his home. Anything you'd like to do in the afternoon? Are you keeping your dinner date?
Yes.
What?
Is tale number 3 anywhere in sight? Crazy tea house Ian guy.
Roll spot hidden.
No.
I have a 70 and I haven't made it at all tonight.
Nope. Oh god.
I've landed one roll all night.
Anything
Maybe
else?
Maybe 2.
I'm just going to get ready for tonight. I'm going to ask Mr. Chan about the address.
Yeah, where is it at?
It's in the warehouses. It's like not that far away from like Hofang and a few other places.
Is it the warehouse that was in the picture?
No, there were no warehouses in the picture. They were shot from the warehouses.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Correct. Luck roll, Lucas.
I wonder if we're getting ready to meet old Chin.
Yeah.
No.
Your dinner date will take too long.
Yep.
But I'm assuming you're going to the dinner date.
I am.
You have a lovely conversation. You talk extensively about archaeology and history.
Are you guys having a kid?
A few other things.
Because this is definitely the way to get out of this game.
She offers...
Wasn't she older? I don't remember.
Yes, I don't think you're going to be having...
I'm talking about you and Emily, not you and the...
Oh, no.
Because that's how Troy noped right out of masks.
No.
You talk on into the evening, and she makes a very interesting proposition. She basically is asking if you want to work for her as an employee.
In what way?
She... is interested in all sorts of occult
eat his way to
aspects.
The surface.
Yeah, he could. no, she basically this is an opportunity. These are brides on and off in the game. This is basically Graham getting a job offer. She has a certain unique set of skills.
Does this remove Graham from the game?
In all likelihood, yeah.
Bummer.
Hmm.
She is intrigued by Professor Graham. She knows that you have friends, obviously, that you wish to talk at, or you know, you're doing things. The offer stands for a few days. You know, I will reach back out. It's obviously a life-changing decision, but basically what you get from her is that, like I said, she's basically like the largest madam in the area, and she does all kinds of shit, and she just wants to take you all over the place, and you would be one of her various people on retainer, one of her personal entourage, as it were.
I mean, he would be intrigued by the offer, but would appreciate a few days to make a decision.
Absolutely.
And, you know, obviously there is work to do here, especially in...
She would ask you to drop it.
She would ask you to drop it. Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Within just a few days. Because if you're going to work for her, which would be a fascinating opportunity, there would be nothing like it in the world, but she would have you doing work within a few days. She would have you sent off somewhere to look at artifacts, to whatever.
Right.
So,
he would need a few days to think about it.
Of course. She'll reach back out. Twice and no more.
Then I guess I would, what time? Well, it's after 9 o'clock, right?
So yes.
I could show up to the house late.
It's a warehouse, not a
right.
House.
It's the, is it a house or a warehouse? You said it was in the warehouse district.
Yeah, it's, well.
We haven't gotten far enough yet to know.
Right. The right. Three do show up at a warehouse.
I will make my way there late. I will be fashionably late.
Okay. And based on that luck roll, significantly late.
Yes.
The three of you, basically it's a warehouse. And the address sort of leads you to a door on one of the sides of the warehouse. Kind of dark and deserted alleyway kind of thing. I mean, it's 9 o'clock at night, so it's not deserted. But
Eustace's hackles are definitely up.
Are you with Mr. Chan?
Did what's his name speak English?
Mew? Yeah.
No Chan?
I think we get the hotel to hail us a cab, and we don't.
Yeah.
Bother no Chan. Mr. Chan.
So the three of you are standing.
I mean, it's late.
The three of you are standing outside.
You're probably also wondering where the hell I am, because I didn't tell you where I was going.
Nah.
Hmm.
You naffed off. People do that. Particularly Sybil. Anne's used to it.
So, nondescript door, mm-hmm. A little slidey.
Oh, yeah. That's perfectly cinematic.
I'll, like, gently try the handle.
It's locked.
Okay, I'll give it a couple knocks.
The thing slides open.
I definitely move my gun from the ankle to like a back of the waistband.
Nobody sees the wizard. Not my way, not no how.
Nah, I'll leave it down the ankle. Never mind. Yeah. In case they search us when we come in.
Robert Singles. Hello.
Believe we have an appointment.
It slides shut. And the door opens into, a warehouse, crates. Dimly lit kind of thing.
Who answered the door?
A big dude.
Okay.
Holding a gun.
Caucasian? Asian?
Asian. You'd assume Chinese.
Okay. Brady?
Mr.
He just
Hussein?
Points.
There we go.
Into the warehouse.
All right. Wander in.
The three of you roll me a set of dice.
Doing the really timid.
I'll walk in like angled to make sure the guy's not lining us up behind us as we're walking.
72.
Okay.
What kind of roll did you say?
Just a roll.
Doesn't matter. It's a 90. Rolling shit.
40.
I haven't ticked a single thing.
What was yours?
72.
Shit. We got terrible rolls.
40.
Oh, okay.
Eustace detects movement out of the corner of his eye, right before they come out of nowhere, and all of a sudden you hear a lot of screaming in Chinese, and you hear a lot of bolts being pulled back.
Bolts as in, like,
cocking it?
Like, yes. As you're hearing slides on semi-automatic weapons. And you're hearing a lot of screaming, including someone that says, get down on the ground.
I get down.
Mama knees.
And you hear a lot of screaming. You are all roughly searched. Weapons being pulled away and thrown out on the floor in front of you. Probably pushed into a kneeling position. Like, arms wrapped behind your backs. And you hear a voice, say, sort of in broken English, "Who are you? What do you want?"
"Here for Brady."
"We're here to talk to Jack Brady."
And you hear a gruff voice say, "Corey."
"Jack."
"It's been a while since I've seen you like that."
"Yeah, don't get many options, or opportunities, see me like this."
Our title track, Ideathesia, provided by Sleep for the Weary off their EP, Catharsis. Find more of their music at sleepfortheweary.com. Introduction compiled from Nyarlathotep by H.P. Lovecraft. Like what you heard? Hear more episodes at rancorsbrothel.com. Join the conversation on Facebook with the Rancors Brothel and on Twitter at rancors_brothel. Send comments to the rancorsbrothel@gmail.com. Discover exclusive content at patreon.com/rancors_brothel by becoming a patron of our podcast. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners. See you next time.